streaming at 1039thebear.com. I am Jenna Jacobs, and with me on the line right now, I have Notre Dame men's head golf coach, Jim, and also senior Andrew Lane. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful morning in Michiana. Nothing to complain about.
No, it looks like the long range is pretty good for the tournament, too, which is nice.
Perfect. So speaking of the tournament, you guys have a pretty big deal coming up. Can you explain to me what's going on?
Well, we're hosting 12 golf teams from around the country on Monday and Tuesday. Monday is a 36-hole competition day, so it's pretty much all day out here at the Warren Golf Course. And then on Tuesday, we'll finish up with a final round. We'll get off between 8 and 10 in the morning and finish up probably about 3:30 in the afternoon.
Perfect. And I'm seeing here, too, it's free admission for everyone.
Yeah, so much fun to come out, especially for the kids to come out and see the college golfers they look up to. They see, you know, a lot of these guys end up on television. Some of the players who have played here at the Warren over the years are on the PGA Tour now. So it's really a neat, neat opportunity.
That's pretty cool. So I see it's also the only chance to see the men's golf team play at home this season. Now, why is that? Does that happen often?
Typically, yeah. We only host one tournament a year, as do most schools. We don't have head-to-head matches in college golf just because it doesn't work out logistically. But, yeah, this is the one. It's hard to explain our other athlete friends, but this is the one time that people can come out and watch us this year. So we try to get everyone out when we can.
Now, what is the typical style of a college match? Because I've never been, so I'm wondering personally, too. Like, when you go, is it kind of a, let's say, Happy Gilmore setup to where people are trying to be super quiet as you guys concentrate? Or is it like, how's the tempo for these things?
No, that's a great question. It's similar to a professional event in that the players, they're competing hard just like they would in any other sport. But the neat thing at our event, if you were to come out on Sunday, let's say, Sunday we're having practice rounds all afternoon. That's the 22nd, and that's more of a laid-back opportunity to watch the boys and ask a question, maybe even get an autograph or something. But during the tournament, the one neat thing we do have, a lot of action here at the Warren comes right around the clubhouse area. Several holes meet there, so you have a lot of just seeing people you know and just having conversations and so forth. So it's a lot of fun.
Cool. All right, so this question is for Andrew. Now, Andrew, thinking about your coach, Jim, now, it must be reassuring to know the man who's helping you, like, lead the team has such credentials. Because, Jim, I'm looking, and it says, in your first 9 seasons of being with the Irish, you won 4 Big East championships, so 2005, 6, 11, and 12, and then 2 Big East runner-up finishes in 2007 and 2010. So, Andrew, how does that feel knowing that someone you're looking up to has such credentials?
Yeah, it feels good. We all love Coach Jim. Yeah, you know, he's friendly with us as well. We get along with him personally. And, yeah, for years we were the top dog in the Big East, which was nice. We're going to the ACC now, so, you know, he's going to have to work a little harder to get those credentials up because the ACC is tough competition. But it's good. I mean, we all look up to him, and he helps us with our swings if we need it too. So everything works out well with that.
Perfect. Now, Jim, were you recruited or are you from the Michiana area?
I grew up in New England
originally,
and I was coaching at Duke when I had this opportunity. But I'll tell you, since I was 5 or 6 years old, I had a Notre Dame pennant above my bed. My grandfather's a big Notre Dame football fan, so this was a dream job for me, so I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. What about you, Andrew? Are you from the area?
I'm from Western New York, so I'm not from the area. And my dad actually was a Boston College golfer, but he let me come out here to play. and, you know, I've loved it ever since.
That rivalry has got to be fun at home.
Yeah, it is. He pretty much roots for us with everything except, you know, when we play BC now. But he's converting little by little.
Well, that's pretty cool, though, that you all have different backgrounds. I'm sure there's never a dull moment if you're going away or something. You always have something to talk about as far as coming from different cultures.
Yeah, definitely between us two. And, I think we have a pretty mixed up team as well. We got a few California boys, a Texas kid, and then we got a couple international. We got some international flavor this year with a freshman from England and a freshman from South Africa.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it is. A lot of different accents going around in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Well, again, I have Notre Dame men's head coach Jim and also senior Andrew on the Bear Lines right now. Again, they have an upcoming meet Monday, September 23rd, and also Tuesday, September 24th at the Warren Golf Course. You guys are hosting it. And again, it's the only chance to see the men's golf team play at home this season. And it's free. And as Coach Jim was saying, it's a family fun event, and it's fun to bring the kids out and see these kids playing who could potentially be famous one day.
That's right. All exciting.
Meet them now while you still can. All right, Jim, Andrew, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you guys have a wonderful Monday meet, and rock on.
Thanks, Jenna. Thanks for the time today.